V'koyne hakol. What does v'koyne hakol mean? So there's a Ramban, Bereishis Yudalei Yudtes, quotes Rashi. The koyne is a lashon asiyah. He made it. So then why is the word koyne used? Koyne is a kinyan, an acquisition. Through making it, through creating it, he made it his. So Hashem's the creator of everything. Because he's the creator of the world is his. See, Ramban brings many psukim that seem to echo that idea. Ramban takes it further. One, he says, is kinyan. The other is Meloshin Ken. So the first thing, kinyan, is it's his. And it has to have something to it. You can't acquire something that has nothing to it. So that's why there was an asiya. There was a creation. Once there was a creation, then it says. Because you can't acquire something that doesn't exist. Ken is a nest. Ki yikare kan tzipar lefanecha. The bird's nest, where the bird places the egg. That's where the eggs grow. This is what happened. Hashem created the world. He created the world for us to grow in. He created an environment for us to grow in. The two really go hand in hand. For Koine HaKol means yes, he created the world. He created the world from nothing. And therefore it says, but who did he create it for? He created it for us. He created the world for a purpose. He created the world as a place where we can grow, develop, flourish, where we can be nurtured, where we can feel protected by him. Where we can develop. Suddenly you see how precise Lashon HaKodesh is. So the word here is not just about Yisachar. Yes, he made it. But then that, the fact that Hashem created the world leaves us with two different points to be aware of. He made it, and therefore that creates obligations on us, because it says. But there's obligations for to enable us to grow and to develop, because ultimately it's for us. So you say Vesherish Avoida says, when you say V'koyne HaKol, you meant to say, Ani Ma'amin V'Mene Shleim. I really, really believe that you're the creator. You created the entire world. So it's reinforcing our belief in Hashem as the Bira and the Manhik. He created the world. He created it for us in order to be able to develop and to grow, to come close to him, to fulfill our potential. That's what it's there for. The question is whether we'll use that.